Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the Old Testament, from portions of Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus regarding sojournings and the sojourner. From Genesis, I will give to thee and to thy seed after thee the land of thy sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an eternal possession. From Exodus, one law there shall be for the native, and for the sojourner who sojourns in your midst. One law there shall be for the inhabitants and the sojourners alike. A sojourner thou shalt not exploit, and shalt not oppress. A sojourner you shall not oppress, for you know the soul of a sojourner. And from Leviticus, and to the sons of Israel thou shalt say, A man from the sons of Israel and from the sojourners who sojourn in Israel, who gives from his seed to Molech, dying he shall be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 1463. That to sojourn means to be instructed is evident from the signification of sojourning in the word as being to be instructed. Hence also in the Jewish church, those who were being instructed were called sojourners, sojourning in the midst of them, concerning whom it was commanded that they should be treated as the homeborn. Of them it is written in Ezekiel, ye shall divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot, for an inheritance unto you and to the sojourners that sojourn in the midst of you. And they shall be unto you as the homeborn among the sons of Israel. With you shall they cast the lot for an inheritance in the midst of the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in what tribe the sojourner sojourneth, there shall ye give him his inheritance. This is concerning the New Jerusalem, or the Lord's kingdom. By sojourning are meant those who allow themselves to be instructed. Consequently, the Gentiles. That those are meant who are being instructed is evident from its being said that in the tribe with which he has sojourned, there his inheritance should be given. Tribes denote the things that are of faith. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.